I want to sing evolution, 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 evolution. I was talking to Doug about the election before we came on. We came on a bit late because we were so darned interesting, you know. But I just kept running through my head instead of Alleluia singing evolution, evolution, because I really think we need to get there. I think we need to choose evolution. And I'm saying, meaning what we've talked about, the shift for a long time, and a lot of us are learning conscious evolution or ways of raising our fields and frequency in order to have an impact in our lives, how we create our reality, but also, guess what? To really aid and contribute to the evolution of our species. There are those who say, I heard someone say on a YouTube the other day, someone I really admire, we are going to evolve, and by about 500 years from now, well, then we're going to be getting somewhere. I'm going, well, that is a long time. And you and I, you people, and I know you've tuned into Radiance by Design, and I'm Veronica Entwistle, your intuitive radio aficionado, and have been for many years here, and I really love it when you call in. But when we talk on Radiance by Design, we're really talking about getting conscious of our evolution. And when someone says, perhaps justifiably so, that we're not going to evolve that far, well, it's going to take us about 500 years, my little radical brain goes, well, gee whiz, guys, I think we could speed that up. What do you think? What's going on in your life these days? How many of you have felt the kind of chaotic buzzes of the new moon and all kinds of pressures that are going on coming down through the universes? I've been listening to conversations. I've been attending some initiations and some fire burning ceremonies and so on, and listening to and engaging my heart and soul in talks about Shiva and about some of the Hindu gods and so on. And what I've heard over the last couple of weeks has been mesmerizing to me, because I'm doing radio and I interview people, quite a few people actually, and because I by nature go off and find places to pray or meditate and join some other people, I have found a plethora of explanations on what's going on our planet and in the fields and frequency that are impacting us. Because as you all know, anybody who's listened to this show knows that I'm kind of a frequency flyer, as my guides like to call it. And what I love to do is create ways of really ingesting, bringing down the higher frequencies that I see, the colorful, higher swashbuckling frequencies that are downloading into the universes. Remember, the universe has never been this way before, because everything is dynamically in a state of change. And some of what's going on out there are these amazing downloads of very colorful energies, and they puncture our kind of status quo, or our stasis, the way our own energies run through our vibrational vehicles of light. And when you use your mind and your focus and your breath and your chi and your prana, or whatever way you call it, when you use it and focus these frequencies into your body mind, say you're super frustrated because, because your mother was difficult, your father was difficult, or because you had a terrible divorce, or because you've had a couple of deaths and you have a lot of resistance and some holding patterns. I mean, pick a thing, anything, and we will get into more of that later. But if you find something in your own body mind, maybe it's a fear of poverty or that sort of thing, try to remember several things. One is, we don't get out of this alive. Two, you don't want to take with you those patterns that you very carefully carted through your lineage and had other influences magnetized to them so that they could be amped up through this life. We want to be able to step out of those things. I want to be able to look at you shiny as can be and see that you and I are moving our way out of ways of being. And that is another way, isn't it? And I'll tie into another thing I wanted to say, but that's another thing. When we move out of these ways that we have ingested or we've recorded in our body minds, we've moved out of them, guess what? It's forgiveness. When you think about it differently, I know one of the hardest things about forgiveness is getting it out of your body mind where it's recorded, whatever is the damage that was done or the difficulty or the dissonance. And so I'm going, oh, as we get to step out of our karma, because my guides have assured us, other people's as well, that this is the time in the history of mankind where we can literally step out of the edicts of these karmic entrails, we call them contrails or whatever. Let's go back to the universal frequencies. I'm not the only one that has seen and felt some of these amazing, brightly colored flashes of frequencies that are actually downloading and moving and becoming a part of our atmosphere. And what I heard through the Kalishwar lineage, I'm just meeting different people, and there's some very wonderful teachings going on. But what I'm fascinated by is that some of the beings, Shiva, some of the beings that I'm learning more about, you know, we've all learned about them, but I'm learning a lot more because I'm letting myself dig in a little deeper, you might say. But so over here, somebody's saying, oh my gosh, feel the frequencies. These downloads are coming. I think in Hindu world, they call it the yugas, you know, that every several hundred, I can't remember how long, they're long, long periods of years. I think it's 656 or 656,000. Numbers don't always stick in my head as being like a linear progression of events. So forgive me, I'm wrong about that. But I know there's a huge number of years that it takes to go through some universal influences. And when you study Ama Bhagavan, which is the oneness blessing avatar team, the husband and wife, they talk about how the universes are showing these beautiful, or that we have moved through the universes and we're entering these incredible spiraling galactic golden light areas, and it's going to have a huge impact. We download it into our body mind. So that matches stuff that I've seen. Okay, and then someone else was saying the influence is Shiva. Shiva comes close. Shiva always wants to give us what it is we want. So when Ama Bhagavan talks about the way the golden centers are, we're supposed to be able to manifest what it is we love and what it is we want, you see, and in life, hopefully on the higher level and not just more peanut butter and a bunch of video games or something. Something with, what is it? They talk about the greatest value are things that are very, very, very permanent, meaning they go on and on. So your soul's one of those things. Your hairdo is not. So I'm saying that with many of the spiritual teachings these days, there's more and more information about the shifting dynamics of the universes, whether they're coming through the amazing and rapturing power of gods like Shiva and Kali and goddess, the feminine. You know, we all know that the feminine is supposed to be coming into rebalance with the patriarchy. And I know a lot of guys who are really eager about that, including the Prime Minister of Canada. Anyway, things are changing out there, you guys, and you and I are fully capable of using our meditation, breathing, focus, sounding, all of these wonderful tools that we've been practicing for years and years, in order to create an expanding vision of our potential, in order to create an unlimiting effect within our body minds. It's a very, very interesting time. And then you watch the TV and the controlled news media and all the hoo-ha, and we go, oh my gosh, we're supposed to be on the brink of evolution, but it looks like they're fighting for dear life to stay away from evolution. So I thought I'd sing Evolution, Evolution, in the tune of Alleluia, Alleluia, if you want to join me. So this is Veronica Entwistle, which I have said to you before, and I would love it if you guys will call in. You know I love it when you call in and ask questions. And we're going to start off with our sacred geometrics. I guess we already started off. I've been talking about the downloads because I want to remind you that you and I can bring down information, its frequencies, in which bring in light and bring in information for you and I to use so that we can divest ourselves from more primitive and some of the darker realities that we've absorbed in our soul's journey, and move into a much more expanded, lighthearted, win-win for all people and our blessed, blessed planet. We can make things better. We can really shift. And can we not all shift together instead of a few people shift and other people fight against it or whatever? Let's give it a shot. So let's take a deep breath and start connecting in a coherent energy field that we're all going to create with this sacred geometric meditation. Are you ready for that? Take a couple of deep breaths. One more. And above your head, about 2 miles, I want you to see a golden ball. You can almost feel it pulsing up there. And below your spine, about 40 feet, another golden ball. And now from the upper golden ball, down through your spine, vertebrae by vertebrae, drop a golden filament of light. And it goes right into the lower golden ball. So there you are, kind of skewered by this filament of gold light. And now from the upper golden ball, remember it's 2 miles up, drop a pyramid, a golden pyramid, to about waist height. And then upside down, pointing into the lower golden ball, another pyramid. When you put the two pyramids together, what do you have? You have a diamond. Oh, it's so sparkly. And inside of that diamond, see a crystal ball. And it's very beautiful. And see it shimmer and shimmer and see all the spectral hues that are kind of resonant within that ball. And can you feel it? It's very feminine feeling. Yeah. And now inside of that, we create a star, tetrahedron, a three-dimensional star of David. And it's shaped. It's all around you. Because remember, you're skewered there in this beautiful diamond. There you are in this gorgeous golden skewer. And all around you, you've got this beautiful star. And the star is also your Merkaba, or your Merkaba, which is your light body. And I want you to spin and spin and spin it. Just spin and spin. I always get really dizzy when we do this. Spin and spin and spin your Merkaba. Spin it and spin it. And actually, it's very mesmerizing to spin it like that. And as you spin and spin, see in front of you a beautiful screen. This is a magical screen because remember, we're bringing in those downloads there because we're going to be very, very magical tonight, right? So as you spin and spin, look at this magical screen in front of you. And on it, we're going to place some little movies. The first movie is you creating a movie about who you want to become. And any of you who've listened to this show before know that I want to become consciously multidimensional. That's right. So I see myself becoming able to communicate to you from any dimension I want and having be able to receive your feedback. I see myself really understanding my Merkaba. I see myself being able to shift dimensions willy-nilly. You don't have to do what I do, but that's what I want to do. So I see it all because it's my magical movie, isn't it? What does your magical movie want? Do you want that same thing or do you want other things? I see all the reality coming together and I can absolutely feel how lofty my dream is right now. So I wrap it in light. It's making me yawn for some reason. Usually that means, somebody explained it differently the other day. They said it means something about interrupting the flow of your prana. So we'll see what that means. And now let's go into the second screen. The second screen is you're creating a project. What is the project you want to create? And see all the resources, the people, the places, the things, the money, the light, whatever it is you need, a place, a home, a traveling tool, whatever. And see all the pieces of your dream project coming together. Just see them all moving together, the building, the construction. You can almost smell it. And as it comes together, you move with it and you've got your arms around it and you just go, oh, look what I've done. This is just so amazing. Thank you for all the resource help. And then when it's complete, you give yourself a few high fives. And then after that, see all the resources coming to continue that project until it has its natural denouement, until its natural finish. Good job. Boy, the colors are bright in there tonight. Can you see that? Oh, I just love it. I remember when I had so many visions and stuff as a little person, I rarely talked about it, but what happened is I used to, I always doubted it, of course, but I used to spend a lot of time with crayons and paints and trying to make things as brightly colored, as sparklingly radiant as they were in my dreams, in my visions, and I never could do it with crayons. It was just very dulling. And as I got older and became an intuitive, most of that kind of light started to show up again. So I don't think that kind of transcendent color is of the earth plane at all. It's not the third dimension, is it? So when we get to make our movies, we make them with these incredible shimmering colors. You know what I mean? So when you see that being looked after so that it has its natural completion, wrap it in light, move it over to the side. And Aaliyah, I know you're waiting there and I can hardly wait to talk to you, but we're going to finish this first. Thank you, darling. I know you know the program. So now we're going to see with our guides and angels, you have a wonderful, wonderful group of beings or consciousnesses around you. Some of them are part of your family lineage, and some of them are just simply consciousness beings, and some are the connection to source, as you know, all that is. And now out of that, we're going to extract or call forth a little team of healing beings. We want the highest healing beings we can get. That's it. So we're creating the Galactic Healing Center. We're putting a little table there, a healing table. And you're having this healing team stand around there. Remember, these are the ones that are the wizards of the universes. And they're your wizards and my wizards. The first person that lies on the table is you or me, as the case may be. So lay on the table. You lay on the table and you look up at them. Or you don't. You bury your head in the, you know, the part for your head. Or that's it. And so you lie there and you ask for what you want, or you ask them what it is you want. Sometimes they know more than we do. Ho, ho, ho. Who would have thought? Good. And now they're working on you. And for me, they're working on my upper back. It's really interesting. I've never had problems there, but I've written a lot recently, which means I sit around a lot more than I used to. I'm kind of kinetic. I like to keep moving. So I think I've probably gotten a little stagnant across my upper back. And they're immediately putting hands on it and firing up some really wonderful frequencies and radiating those through. That's it right there. Now wrap that in light. When that's gotten going and whatever you need to have happen in your body is going, just move it over to the side. And now we're going to do the second healing. And I know David is having a really hard time. He's a friend of all of ours. He's been on before, but he's been very discreet. It's like we know mutual friends is what we do. But apparently he has, and this is a number of you've got this kind of thing. You've got confusing kind of wounds on the surface of your body somewhere. He's got one of those. So we're going to put him on, and then we're going to put a few tables up so that anyone, any of you who either have someone in your mind or you yourself want to get some support for an unexplained physical, like a wound, just lay yourself on the table here. And now I'm talking to the guides and angels to see what's going on, most particularly with David. Okay, so what they're saying, and don't you trust what they're saying in terms of, okay, if you have to go to a doctor, go. You know what I'm saying? All right? So always look after yourself on a 3D level as well. Otherwise, we can get ourselves into a kind of a confusion, right? You know what I mean? All right. And I want you to, let me see, I want us to bring in, I'm asking the guides to help with David's, yeah, there they go. You know what's interesting is from my perspective, they are bringing this incredible elixir in and they're pouring it into David's wound. And I think it's another worldly kind of thing. But they're saying something else. Or David, they're giving you some instructions about how you're withholding your real feelings and that you're feeling oppressed and suppressed and you're trying really hard, but you feel like you're a weak man and you can't seem to get going. And I want to say, you know, you're not. It's that you're exhausted and that you were trained to keep your point of view rather small. You know, we have to learn what comes from our lineage and then we have to break free. So I want to say, or the guides are saying, is that the danger of some of these injuries on our skin has a lot of connection with, in his case, now here's a woman over here and she's got something like this too. But in his case, he's holding in the base of his spine, he's holding an incredible resistance, rebellion, and what is it? It's kind of like holding back because he doesn't expect that he himself has enough potential, maybe. It's like he doesn't feel like he is enough. That's the biggest problem. So he's holding back like mad inside, and I'm saying on a self-trust, on an emotional level. It isn't funny because you're a wonderful, kind man. Now what we're going to do is see if, even though I think it's at the top of your body, on the, perhaps on the shoulder area that you're talking about, but we're going to go to the base of the spine. And this woman who I'm talking about as well, they're going to start working on her in, I guess it's the pancreas, yeah, in the pancreal area. And they also are going to work on the base of her spine because she has one, that a sore that is also on a shoulder. But her area of suppression is a lot different than David's is. So I want you, and now any of the others that are up there, I can't call each one of you out or we'll confuse, but you can from home call on the ones that you're seeing or experiencing. Because where we suppress ourselves and where we resist and where we're angry, all of those things come together to create these difficulties. And I want to say, David, you can sort yours out. I think you need to have, this is something funny, guides say David needs to have a tantrum. You need to flip your lid, not at anybody, okay? But you need to feel like perhaps it's at God. God can always handle this. But you need to feel like somebody's got to have been on your side at some point. And our dear woman who's there, I don't know what it, yeah. She's been, I have to say this, people. She's been way too nice too long. The suppression that's going on in her body is really annoying. You know why I call it annoying? Because a lot of us have done it, especially women, but men too, where you're trying to be nice and you're trying to be sweet all the time And inside you might be boiling with rage and it doesn't come out. And this woman who's got, she has the potential to have some pretty interesting lesions develop. But you know what? She also has the potential to turn that around and stop the suppression and to cleanse her body, mind. Both of you and people at home could also benefit from cleansing the body, getting into more... you know, somebody told me, it was my daughter, in fact, about black seed oil. I have a client who has breast cancer, and she's young, and she has two wonderful children and a very good marriage, and she said, well, I'm not going to do chemotherapy. So she's doing all the alternative stuff. I mean, she's doing talk about the truth about cancer. She's really working her way through the alternative stuff, and I really admire her for that. I'm not saying you all have to do that. I'm saying I really admire my friend and all the courage she's taking for having these daily enemas and working with the black, whatever it's called, salve, and a lot of other tools. But the thing about the black salve is it draws the cancer out, and there's a lot of pain in that. But she's still having some tremendous success. But another person told me to tell her about black seed oil because it's less punitive, if you want, and it should help her complete the process. But we'll see. We'll see what she does. I'd like it if she called in, but she probably's not up for that right now. let me see what else. Okay, so let's wrap those two in light. And I want to remind everybody, when you've got a suppression like that, you need to look yourself right in the eye. Everybody go to your mirror, carry a little mirror with you when we're doing this kind of a show. And take a look at yourself and ask yourself, self, am I angry? Am I suppressing? Am I holding back? What's going on here? Yeah. Because when you ask those questions and you let yourself just stop and listen for an answer, your answer is probably going to come up in little areas of tension or pulse, or I usually get it in a pulse. And it might be on your chest, it may be on your knees, it may be all through your body, it may be just a line through your body, it may be a big circle through your body, it doesn't matter. Just pay attention and then you'll find out what you're suppressing. I'm telling you what, ask yourself. Yourself is the best person who knows you. And then we command total release. So command total release of your suppressions. Now let's wrap that one in light. Should we do one more galactic healing center? Oh, right. Okay. There's somebody. Let's bring in a couple more tables. Okay. And now we're having our healing team. They can replicate themselves, so let's have them replicate themselves around three tables. And we're bringing in my friend Lisa, and we're bringing in two other people, all of whom have had a physical injury. And the physical injury seems to take a long, long time to heal. And one of the things that I was contemplating today is that your bones express pain too, don't they? So... just a sec here. I want to see how to handle this. So I'm talking to the guides and angels that are standing around Lisa and this gentleman. Wow, he has a lot of pain. Lisa has had a lot of dangerous aspects to her physical, so that it doesn't take much for a simple pain. You know, somebody knocks you around or somebody drops something on your foot or something. And for her, it can be excruciating for a year. It's terrible. She has to go through a great deal. So we're taking a look and seeing and asking her guides and angels and yours and mine as well to reveal to us something that we can use in order to alleviate the kind of pain that people go through. And I would say that Lisa goes through, because she's the one who's suffering a great deal here, but that we can all go through. We all need to learn how to release pain, don't we? Mm-hmm. And now this man that I'm looking at, and he's on the next table over, he's got an awful lot in his lower back. I think he had an injury when he was younger. He's kind of tall and skinny now, but he had an injury. You had an injury when you were younger, sir, and that injury never got, and your posture's terrible, but that injury never got resolved. And so that's left you with a very vulnerable physical frame, and you're fairly young yet. You're not like as old as I am. Nobody's as old as I am. I'm just teasing. I am old as a soul, and some of you are as well, and some of you aren't. So that's a whole other way of relating to age. But this gentleman is not very old, but he's got the body of an older man. I'm like, why is that? You know why it is? It's because he is acutely sensitive, and he did not know how to handle the sensitivity. So as he grew into himself and he got taller than he planned to be in his conscious mind, and he had some injuries and he did not sort out his posture. So what he's got is a kind of a scoliosis thing, and he has a deterioration somewhere in the lower spine. So let's see what the guides are going to do about all of this. Yeah. And a number of you that have physical pains, I want you to see if you feel any support here now, because guidance is working very hard on giving, soothing, being soothing. Yeah, there you go. And it would be nice to sort out this fellow's, not crippled, but his distorted back. There you are. Because he has unnecessary pain. I know that he could fix his back. If you can hear me out there, please get yourself to whoever you can handle, whether it's a chiropractor. I would recommend a chiropractor with cranial sacral, because this is your sacrum that's a real mess. But remember that there's nothing that happens in the body that hasn't got some impact from the brain, right? Because it's the master gland, as they used to call it. And also, remember, your neurotransmissions start off first in your intestinal tract. So there you have it. You've got the brain's really important. But the intestinal tract, which is where we hold leftover stuff, is also extremely important and has a huge impact on the brain. So it looks like we're looking at the whole person again. So we're going to put ask the healing team to work with Lisa again and work with our friend with the lower back issue. He really needs to get to someone. This is ridiculous to go through that much pain, isn't it? None of us really likes that. Wrap that in light, move it over to the side, and let's do our political one. Do we have to do Trump? Is that what everybody wants? Let's bring a fresh table out. What is the political situation that we want to do? Yeah. Okay, so what we're going to do is just put the election up there. Just put the election up, okay? Listen to me, because you can tell I'm kind of impatient about the election. But what I want to see is that there becomes more and more of a sense of empowerment in and amongst all the people that are running, and that there's a lot of like logistical... We want to see more logic, more, the infrastructure is a mess here. Oh, deficit is too big. Okay, so all together as a nation, we're going to find ways of resolving some of the problems, and that the candidates are very concerned about what the real issues are rather than sexual matters or some kind of weapons of mass distraction is what Swami Beyond Ananda calls it, right? So we're going to see all the beings, see all those downloads that you and I talked about, and just imagine them coming down. We've got all these politicians on our table, which of course is magical. We can put as many as we want. And I want you to see all these frequencies moving up through all the people on the table and descending upon them, and encasing them, not in a limiting way, in an expanding way. So they're just going to penetrate all these people. And I started singing evolution, evolution, because when those frequencies come in, if you accept them, you have a big help for evolving yourself. You can do this. And so I'm saying all these political pundits and all these amazing candidates and so on, and all these lobby makers and whatever's involved with the whole election, just see them being bathed in divine light. See them, all these beautiful lights coming down and through their bodies and squeegeeing their way right through the whole body and mind. And guess what? They love it. Each of them just loves it. Okay, so now we're going to wrap that in light, and now we're going to close off the galactic... Oh, no, we haven't done it yet. We're going to call up with our mind as a sculpting tool, call up some of these beautiful kind of fuchsia orange, fuchsia and orange frequencies that represent extreme harmony. Oh my goodness, evolutionary harmony. Talk about evolution. And I want to see you drop them into the top of your head, fill your head, fill your neck, which represents consciousness of self, fill your shoulders, swirl around in your shoulders, and have that light move all the way down your arms. Right is where you give, and left is where you receive, and feel your arms a buzzing and buzzing, and then your hands are radiant, and you're going to put light all over the earth wherever it needs your light. So we pat it here, and we pat it there, and we pat it where the oceans have been disturbed, we pat it where the ice is melting, we pat it where we've wrecked underneath. Seattle had the big blow up because of a old, untended gas system, right? When they're not tended, they're really violently potential, violent potential that can really hurt the world, right? So the way the world has been undermined is what we want to send light to. Give her some love and nurturing. Good. Now, as we do, we see the light moving round and round and round on the planet, round and round the planet, round and round the planet, round and round and round the planet, and circling round and round. And you're going to pat any place where there's sickness, and there's a lot of things out of control, money things, wars, you name it, whatever's going on, pat them with this kind of healing energy and have the energy move back up, to come back into your hands and up through your arms, okay, and whirl around. I forgot to do the heart thing, but you know about you go whirling it around in your heart so that you can have love there, and then whirl it round and round and round, shoot it back up through the top of your head, way out into the great central sun. That's right. Now you can draw it back down and just shoot it through your body so that you're sutured to the earth through your feet. And then you turn around and you close off the galactic healing center. And then you jump into your star tetrahedron and spin and spin and spin and spin and spin. And if you're still there, Aaliyah, I want you to come in and meet me in front of the star, spinning star. Are you there, darling?
Are you there?
Yeah, there you are. I thought maybe you'd hung up on me.
No.
Good. How are you? We haven't talked for a while. Nadia, Aaliyah is starting to give classes the last time we spoke. How did that go?
It's going well. I don't know what to call them. I don't know whether they're classes. I think they really are. But I sort of envisioned this as a radio show some years ago. Became these things where I give like a kind of a talk in the beginning, then I open it up to discussion. Kind of similar to what you're doing, you know, mm-hmm. You do the same thing. But I've been recording them, and then I realized I'm doing something I swore I wouldn't do, which is add to more content that I have to edit. But but other than that, it feels good because it's what I said I was going to do is follow the energy of the things that make me happy.
So, good.
Yeah, so I find this kind of thing, the energy that I'm looking for are things that I can do in the moment. So I'm looking for things like that put me more in the moment and call upon me to bring that energy through me. as kind of that's the livelihood or that's what I do more than anything else.
Well, that sounds good.
It's kind of affecting my ability to handle technology. I said it's affecting my ability to handle technology. A friend of mine said that he thinks that our brains are being rewired. My technology brain is just not really.
It's what? Your phone disappeared, or mine did. Are you there? Hello? Ali, oh gosh. I think I lost my little caller there. I think it's very interesting the way she's saying that our brains are being rewired. I put it differently. I call it, I think it's the frequencies that are coming in. Oh, goody. You're back, girl? Hello? Can't hear you, darling. Gotta turn on your phone. So when you said they're being rewired, I'm just jumping into this thing about frequencies that are changing, that are coming in. I think that we're energy beings, as we know, and it just seems to me that they are changing how our brains work and how our bodies work. And I think I want that. I feel like they mean we can heal ourselves better, that we could get along better, not just you and I, but all kinds of people. Can you hear me, Aaliyah? Because I can't hear you, darling. Yeah, I don't know whether you've got your mute on. Have you got your mute on? Or are you hiding under the earth? But in any case, are you there?
I'm back.
Okay. Speak, darling, quickly before you disappear again.
So the show's going well. It is a lot of work. My goodness, I don't know how you do two shows a week. It's so much work. Just one show. But you are very professional in how you do it. So I admire that.
Thank you so much. I also love it.
Yeah, I know you do. Yeah. Well, it's probably the same for you, this in-the-moment kind of feeling that, you know, you bring this energy through. So it feels good. It feels...
Well, it feels so possible. It feels like the changes mean that we can accomplish the very things that you and I want to accomplish, which is consciousness and evolution, right?
Oh, you're talking about the current changes? Oh, yeah. I think we're finally, March is the beginning of the next year. So we're not really in 2016, in my opinion, until the solstice. I mean, what, the equinox. But it's also, according to numerology, you don't start your new year until your birth date. So my birth date was on March 5th, and I was still finishing out a tower year, you know, last year.
Oh, wow, that's a
breakdown
challenge.
Of everything, yeah. So now, after my birthday, I'm beginning to enter the new year, and that is the next, it's a tower, which is 16, it's 17, which is 17-8, so that's star and strength.
So, oh, that's great.
Very cool.
But wait a second,
yeah,
Aaliyah, cool. what, when you get the tower, what can you interpret it for us? Because I always think it also has some huge advantages.
Well, the tower is an amazing card. And yeah. What I love about the tower is that the tower itself looks like a big tree. Mm. Okay. And on top of the tree, right, so the tree could be the symbol for life itself, like the tree of life.
Right.
It also reaches up to the sky, and the tower could be the Tower of Babel, which is sort of the confusion of the ego and personal, confusing personal power with real.
You mean it's the election?
It could be. That could be confusing power over people with personal power. You know, so personal
power is real
power, and power over others is, you know, egoic power. So in the bad, so the bad interpretation is negative. the tower represents the disillusion of the ego or the breakdown of the ego, but it's also the higher self coming in with an incredible power that sort of strikes the tower as a lightning bolt, and it causes duality to fall. It's got the woman on one side and the man on the other falling from the tower.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what happens is that if you haven't paid attention to sort of the impulses coming from your higher self has to resort to more drastic measures, which means that you might end up with, you know, something like that happening in your life, you know, the breakdown of stuff. Of course, it's also a progression.
It's also about the letting go of attachments that you've got your identity propped
right.
up with,
well,
right?
Yeah. Well, the ego, according to Castaneda, you know, the tonal, which is the ego, or the self that we think of as the whole self, is propped up by its own description of things. So it can mm-hmm. get sort of stuck in the description of the world, and it keeps on recreating what I call recreating the matrix. So as long as it's stuck within the fear-based kind of descriptions or this sort of feeling that it has to hold on to things and be attached to things, kind of a death grip, eventually a higher self comes along and says, okay, that's enough of that.
Yeah.
And so there's this big...
You won't let go. I'll pry your fingers off it.
Right. But what is the positive meaning of that card is that the higher self is coming in with a bolt of inspiration. You know,
right.
So it's new energy. It's and as long as you're open to it, yeah, it might be a bit rough, but you know that what's coming is better, because in order to emerge from the egg, you have to crack it open.
Right.
So the egg has to be cracked open. Now, that's also, the tower is also a seven, which is a chariot, okay? So 1 and 6 equals 7. So the tower is a 16. When you add the two together in numerology, you end up with a 7. The 7 is a chariot, and the chariot is the Merkabah. That's the higher self descending into more of it, descending into physical plane, or the realization of the higher self, because it's never been absent, really. You know, you can't really separate energy from matter, but it's descending more of a realization of the spiritual aspect of things into the material, the denser material realm. So you get to the next card, which is the star, which is where I am now. That's the revelation after the disaster. So, you know, you in my deck it's called revelation. And
well, that's interesting, because then the tower would say, we're building up to a revelation kind of thing, right?
Right. Well, it's the, yeah, and if you look at the star, it's this beautiful, peaceful night with this woman who's nude. And the reason why she's nude is that she's natural now. So she's her original self. So she's not clothed in ego. And she's kneeling with one foot on a very strange position. One foot's in the water and the other knee is on land, and she's kneeling. And then she's got these stars above her, and there's seven pointed stars and 1 8 pointed star, I think is the number. Hmm. So that the 8 point represents the higher self. The number of the higher self is 8. And the 7 point stars, of course, are the chakras. But it's also the calm after the storm. So you have this storm of the tower, and then you have this horrible storm, and then the stars come out. And that represents to many people hope and well-being, and it's the glimmer of the new. It's the beginning of the new, you know, because the next thing after the star is the moon, which is a higher, brighter light, which represents the unconscious, subconscious. And then you have the sun, so which even gets brighter. So mm-hmm. you're going through this, like, you know, star, moon, sun, sort of progression of life.
But you're saying you go through a year at a time?
Well, in numerology, of course, next year would be the moon for me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, you know, from March, which is my birthday, to March. So next year would be moon. So, which I can translate, you know, in its higher form as the hermit, which is emergence. So that would be a 9 year for me. So this year's the 8, and 8 has to do with karma and building and matter, materialism, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a higher form of it because it's two fours. So
okay,
the number four is the eight. I'm sorry, it's the number of the earth. So you double that, and you see it sort of like two squares stacked on top of one another, and they form the figure eight.
That's so interesting. Okay, and we're going to have to say goodbye only because we're out of time pretty much.
Yeah.
But I'm really glad to hear from you, and I'm sorry I've missed your birthday. Not that I knew when it was, but I know you're a Pisces.
Oh, no.
So happy birthday. Pisces. I hope you kicked up your heels, clicked your heels, and did a little jig.
Yeah, we had a little fun.
Oh, good. Fun. Did you go out on the town, out on a boat, out on a swim?
No, I just got together with friends a couple days in a row, and that was fun.
Yeah,
somebody made me dinner. Yeah, it was a wonderful dinner. And we just talked, and I took a walk on the beach. You know.
Oh well, that's nice.
I do these things all the time, but it's fun to do it. And,
well, I wish you the very, very happiest year, and I know we'll hear from you again. And I have to say goodnight because they're going to hook me off stage. So, thanks for calling in, Aaliyah. Bless your heart and happy, happy. Alrighty.
Me too. Take care.
Thank you. So this is Veronica saying, golly, it was really nice of you to listen to Radiance by Design. And I want you all to pay attention to something. Blessings. When we think about the word blessings, I think about all these frequencies coming in. And I go, oh yeah, we could call in blessings. And, you know, it's all kind of amounting to a similar thing, isn't it? You can call in the higher fields and frequencies when you're really enjoying people, or you're really enjoying one another. You're literally radiating a kind of a blessing to one another, and you can absorb the higher fields and frequency and really create a lot of healing. There's a lot of transformation that you can create. And Aaliyah was talking about having the tower influence all last year. And I'm going, when you go through something that shakes you up, maybe a whole period of time of losses and changes, it requires some re-establishment of self, doesn't it? So you can use your mind as a sculpting tool and really see yourself cleansing your body mind with these frequencies coming through. But you can also see them as building blocks, or you can see them as beautiful electronic threads that you can weave the identity of who you are. And I'm going, yeah, we need to take action and really develop the next level of ourselves in cahoots with our higher self, which is also guiding us. So that's what we're doing with Radiance by Design. I hope you'll call me. Let me know how you're doing. I'm veronicaentwistle.com or veronica@veronicaentwistle.com. I love to hear from you. Love to give you sessions. And a lot of people that have been having sessions lately are getting quite big breakthroughs. So call and book yours if you feel like it. And if you feel like you're in a kind of change time and you're really trying to step forward and heal aspects of yourself and move yourself out of your karma, dharma, drama stuff. Again, this is Veronica Entwistle saying goodnight. Thank you so much for listening to Radiance by Design. Many, many blessings. Much love.